A memorial plaque to Zdeněk Urbánek, a writer, translator, and a close friend of the late Václav Havel, was unveiled at the weekend at his Prague home. Zdeněk Urbánek, who died in 2008, was a significant figure of Czechoslovak anti-communist opposition. And it was at his house in the Prague district of Střešovice where the Human Rights Manifesto Charter 77 began its journey. Jan Richter reports.
Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, playwright Pavel Kohout, actor Pavel Landowski, and several dozen friends and associates unveiled the plaque on Sunday at the building where Zdeněk Urbánek lived and which became part of modern Czech history. Zdeněk Urbánek, born in 1917, was an essayist, literary critic, and the author of several novels. In the 1950s, he started translating English literature into the Czech language. His translation of Hamlet was staged at the National Theatre in Prague for some 15 seasons. He also translated works by James Joyce, John Galsworthy, Theodore Dreiser, and many other English-language authors. In the early 1950s, he also met the young Václav Havel, and their friendship lasted until Zdeněk Urbánek's death. In January 1977, Zdeněk Urbánek was one of the first signatories of Charter 77. Its authors, Václav Havel, Pavel Kohout, Ludvík Vaculík, and others, were aware that the communist secret police would do all it took to prevent them from publishing the manifesto. When they set out from Zdeněk Urbánek's home on the 6th of January 1977 with copies of the document in sealed envelopes, they knew they would have to outsmart the secret service to mail it to the Czechoslovak government, parliament, as well as foreign newspapers. Actor Pavel Landowski drove the car with Václav Havel and Ludvík Vaculík and the copies of the manifesto. On Sunday, he remembered the dramatic moments.
So here I am again at the place where we set off from. I remember I drove past a telephone booth with a cop inside. Then we drove very fast towards the center. The cars that pursued us crashed into each other, and that gave us some time. It was an adventure, that's what it was. I didn't do it for any other reasons. I enjoyed it because it was illegal.
Václav Havel and his friends eventually managed to mail some 40 envelopes with copies of Charter 77, letting the outside world know of the existence of their opposition group. One of the guests at Sunday's unveiling was the playwright Pavel Kohout, who left Czechoslovakia in 1978.
Zdeněk Urbánek was a great man who was part of the inner dissident circle and was also, to a certain extent, Václav Havel's surrogate father.
Karel Schwarzenberg, who supported Czech and Slovak dissidents from abroad, said he first met Zdeněk Urbánek during his visits to Czechoslovakia in the 1980s. Today, the foreign minister remains one of the few associates of Václav Havel actively involved in politics. Last week, he launched his campaign to become the next Czech president. I asked him if he thought Czechs still cared about Charter 77 and the values it represented.
Basically, the majority, yes. And I think the problem is not that they would like the ideas of Charter 77. They are just fed up by the economic crisis, by some steps of our government. It all makes them mad, and therefore the campaign is a bit more difficult.
That was Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg speaking with Jan Richter. If you found this report about Zdeněk Urbánek interesting, do let us know by sending us a comment or posting on the Radio Prague Facebook page. You can, of course, also send us an email to english@radio.cz.